Here we will explore the true facts about Ben Crowe, CFP, CFA, CPA, MOUSE. Wow, a real Poindexter, Ben. Unlike most children who first utter mama or dada, Ben Crowe's first words were A, B, and C. Yes, as an infant, Ben Crowe developed a fixation with letters that he never outgrew. One merely needs to look at his business card to see how this obsession has grown exponentially over the years. Kind of amusing when you think about it, being CPA, CFA, and CFP. You'd think he'd be better with numbers than letters, but alas, that is how Ben Crowe do.
There you have it, guys.
That's a good one.
Nice. Ben Crowe.
Nice. The trifecta, yeah. As it's known in the industry.
Absolutely, yeah. Ben's got
Let's
them
move
all.
On.
All right. We got a question from Calvin in Ballground. I saw that market trading stopped on Wednesday after a computer issue. The news is saying it was a glitch rather than a terrorist threat. Still, it seems we are having more and more of these. Do you think this will continue to be a problem? Is this a vulnerability that terrorists might exploit?
Well, I mean, sure, it's what you think of immediately when you've had, the same day United Airlines had a problem mm-hmm. where they couldn't fly at all because of some of their computer system was down. but I really do believe, after they've gone through everything, it seems to have been truly an internal software problem at the NYSE that killed their trading for 3+ hours.
And trading went on. The stocks that trade on the NYSE were traded on other exchanges, right?
And to be honest with you, I think that too has grown because, in times past, if there was some issue, I mean, we've even seen weather shut down trading floors because people couldn't get there. Uh-huh. And that's been relatively mm-hmm. recent that we saw, slow trading at least. But there are other places to trade, and, it's not necessarily a shameless plug, but we do a lot of trading through Schwab. And what they did, every trade that we placed during that downtime for the New York Stock Exchange was placed. It was cleared. Everything went fine.
We didn't have any problem. Didn't notice any
none.
Whatsoever. Consequence of
no.
the NYSE.
The only thing that would have been a problem is if you wanted to make anything outside of a market order. So if you had a limit order or a stop order, and no, I'm not going to stop and explain them because it's just boring stuff. But anything but a regular market order, we were able to place those. We don't place much else anyway. Mm-hmm. But, all things considered, I have to believe that they're – They're straight up with us. Yeah. There was no breach.
There's a lot more breadth. There's a lot more options today.
Right.
Than, I mean, if you go back 20 years, you probably didn't,
Sure.
All these exchanges are, add mm-hmm. different avenues to trade the same stock.
Absolutely.
So it's not it was not a crisis by
right.
any means.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, speaking of a crisis, our next question from Cecil is, how do you and the firm feel about stocks considering the China situation?
You know what? The China situation is actually kind of a sore spot with me. All you could hear on the news was, China markets are crashing. This is a significant downturn. It's down 30%. They didn't tell you the whole story because, on the day that it got its worst, Wednesday, the market, if you looked at it year to date, the Shanghai Exchange was up 8% year to date.
Doesn't sound like a crash.
Not to me either. If you looked at it on the 1-year number, now tell mm-hmm. me if this sounds like a crash. It was up almost 70%, 69%+.
Sounds like a necessary pullback.
It really does. After the pullback.
Yes.
Right. And this is the local. It's kind of a black box of a stock market over there. No one from the outside invests in it. This is far different than if you hold some iShares ETFs that have
right.
China exposure. They probably had a turbulent week, but
yeah.
it's a different market. It's
Charlie, you make that point, and it's one that we get questions from time to time about whether or not the Chinese currency is going to overtake as the world's currency. This is one of the main reasons that it's not. They don't have really well-developed financial markets at this time.
It's all this government intervention into the market. All these measures. They've been loosening up on margin buying just to encourage people to, borrow money to buy stocks to,
So and then early June, they started pulling that back a little bit. And then if you measure from like June 12th until Wednesday of this past week, that's when.
So what happened? Yeah, they pull it back. Then the stocks go down. Somebody gets a margin call. What do you do? You sell stock. It's just a self-fulfilling, thing at that point.
Right.
So,
but again, still up almost 70%. Thursday it rallied back over 5%. I think even without government intervention, and who knows what the story will be. I will tell you that the price to earnings on that market at the time on June 12th, the peak of it, at least the recent peak, the PE was 25.9. So the price was 25.9 times the earnings underlying. After the pullback, it's down around 17.8.
That's much more reasonable.
Absolutely. It's more in line now with the S&P 500 and other global indices. So I look at it, as you said, Ben, this was the burst of a bubble.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that you stop and wring your hands over, and I really do blame, to some degree, the media for having done what they've done.
Well, we've got to talk about it.
Yep.
We've avoided it the whole show, but clearly some attention needs to be given to Greece this week, I think.
Yep.
So what do we think? Here we are. They had they got the support vote on Sunday,
right.
No vote, which meant we support our guy and, we're behind him. But now you read things today and people are like, oh my gosh, what did I do? There's almost immediate pullback from that.
It's amazing what kind of an attitude change you can deal with if your banks don't open for 4 or 5 days.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, what's the best guess on outcome on that?
Honestly, the more I have read, it seems that the rest of Europe is unblinking. They're going to force them to do what's right. And if you think about what's truly at stake, they have to. They forced Spain.
Look at the rest of other countries that were in trouble. And then, they're just going to let Greece off the hook?
If they were to do that, then have
gonna be some
more
upset.
Issues.
Yeah.
So, and even if Greece decides to go the wrong way and I say the wrong way, maybe ultimately, history would prove my statement wrong. But if they decide they're going to forego all the financial grief and just go ahead and start printing drachma and go out on their own, maybe they work that out in the end. But you must assume that these other countries that we just mentioned are also going to think, well, if they can do it, then maybe I can make an attempt. But, in the end, it seems like Greece has actually asked for a 3-year loan. Everybody is still playing chicken. The deadline is
upon us. So it still goes on, and we've got another weekend deadline coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sunday's like the dead deadline.
You would think it's coming to an end because, with the banks closed and, all these limitations on cash that people can get out, it's got to come to a head here at some point.
The pensioners who are at the heart of this whole debate anyway are, they're not being able to get their money. A lot could be said about that. For any country, why are you going to sit and rely solely on your government for your income at the end of your life? This is a great time to talk about savings, personal savings. But even that, if you had it saved in a bank and you can't get to it, and what happens even if you can get to it, and instead of euros, they'll give you one drachma per euro.
You're going to take a haircut on that,
You're going to take a haircut. So, your drachma
is not going to be worth as much as a euro.
Right. Yeah. So. Put it on the foreign exchange and immediately the currency is going to fall. So, there's a lot at stake.
But the global implications are.
Yeah, well,
relatively.
Right.
This is not
one thing that was interesting, and I really think it's a signal to the European governments. The Fed came out this week and said basically, we don't see any tail risk. We're prepared for it, and all's well. So if the European union wants to push forward and force their hand, then they have the backing.
Everybody's okay with it. So.
Well, guys, this is it. That's the end of our show. Same
enjoyed
old question.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. Up or down?
Up.
I'll say up.
I'm saying up, too. See you guys next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.